Good morning. I'm Mary Angish with VPR News. Governor Phil Scott is expressing his condolences on the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In a statement, Scott said Ginsburg was, quote, a tireless advocate for justice and equality and an example for future generations. Scott, a Republican, also joined Vermont's congressional delegation in calling for Ginsburg's replacement process to begin after Inauguration Day next year. And Governor Phil Scott announced on Friday that restaurants and hotels can now expand operations to allow more customers, citing the low prevalence of the coronavirus in Vermont. The easing of restrictions comes as tourism for fall foliage is expected to pick up. And starting on Friday, hotels can now rent all their rooms. And Scott says restaurants can now seat people at the bar.
Meaning food and drink service can take place at the counter if the restaurant has one. But there needs to be a minimum of 6 feet between parties, an Alexian barrier between the customers and the staff behind the counter.
But Scott says even with the easing of restrictions, the hospitality sector will not be able to make up all its lost revenue. He says his administration is launching a new program to help business find ways to navigate the pandemic. And a fire that destroyed the grandstand of an abandoned Vermont racetrack is considered suspicious. The Pownall Fire Department says that fire reported late Wednesday and burning into Thursday morning is suspicious because the track had been abandoned for years. No injuries were reported, but the building is considered a total loss. Firefighters from a number of area departments battled that blaze. The track opened in 1963 with thoroughbred and harness racing. In the 70s, it was converted to greyhound racing, and then it closed in 1991. Members of Vermont's congressional delegation offered their condolences at the passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Senator Bernie Sanders issued a statement calling her death, quote, a tremendous loss to our country. Representative Peter Welch, in his statement, offered condolences and then said Ginsburg was, quote, small in stature, but she was a titan of jurisprudence. Both Welch and Sanders also stated that as the Senate considers a replacement, it, quote, must adhere to the McConnell standard and wait until the new year to make their decision. Word of Ginsburg's death of cancer came Friday evening. She was 87. There is a gadget about the size of your hand that can measure the moisture content of firewood. And thanks to Vermont's Department of Environmental Conservation, 48 libraries around the state now have them available to loan. Barbara Ball is the library director in Windsor.
I think this is very consistent with the way libraries are headed in general. Things like this that can be shared that, you know, a person does not need to own, but it's so incredibly useful to be able to borrow it and just check your firewood.
Burning wood with a high moisture content is not good for one's health, pocketbook, or the environment. And the Vermont Department of Health yesterday reported 4 new cases of COVID-19. Currently, 2 people are hospitalized. The number of people who have died of COVID-19 in the state remains at 58. Over 155,000 people have been tested so far. And listen in to VPR later today for an update of COVID-19 numbers from the Vermont Department of Health. Turning to the eye in the sky, sunny but remaining cool, highs mid-50s, lower 60s.